Jefferson West Locker Room Chat continuing here tonight, KNZA 103.9 FM. We're on to the boys' side and joined by head coach Joe Smith. You know, the Tigers coming off a tough loss to Royal Valley on Tuesday night, 62-31. You know, there's probably not a whole lot you can take away from that game. It's always hard when, you know, you lose in that kind of fashion. But, you know, just kind of take us through that one Tuesday. What'd you see? What'd you like? What'd you didn't like? And ultimately coming out on the short end of it.
A big thing for us is just, and I feel like I say the same thing every week, but I think a big thing for us is just, you know, kind of still learning how to win. Like, our guys are young, and I'm not trying to make excuses for them, but guys are young still, and just still harping on them every day about, you know, just competing and making the right play all the time. And there's never going to be a perfect game plan or a perfect, you know, style of play or a perfect game of basketball. But like, one thing that we can't control is how hard we play and how we compete. So I think us just trying to just do that on a nightly basis more consistently.
As you take a look at how the league's kind of played out to this point, has anything surprised you from what you've seen from other teams and just how challenging the league is night in and night out?
Honestly, no. Last year I was surprised just because I didn't know much about the Big Seven. I had heard of some of the schools, but I didn't really follow. But last year I was surprised that, you know, how good a brand of basketball is played every night, how hard teams play, how well coached teams are. And so, I mean, this year I kind of knew what to expect and going into every game. I mean, we tell our guys, like, I mean, it's Big Seven, it's going to be a dogfight pretty much every team that you play against. Like, nobody's just going to, you know, roll over and, you know, feel sorry for us and just, you know, let us win games. Like, we have to go out and, you know, play hard and, you know, play with a sense of urgency and kind of try to take what we want.
Certainly still early in the season, not quite to the halfway point. We got midseason tournaments coming up starting next week, and you get Hiawatha on Friday. But, you know, at least to this point in the year, what's one thing you've really liked with your team? What's one thing you're still really working on?
One thing I like is that they have bought in to what we're trying to do for the most part. They show up every day and they, you know, they work hard, they get after it. They try to get better. They try to make each other better. And, you know, I've been preaching to them that, you know, try to find opportunities outside of practice to get into the gym because that's really how you improve. And I mean, they've taken me up on that, and, you know, they stay after practice. They try to get in before school starts. So, they're doing all the right things, but it's still a process. And like I said, last year we're learning how to play basketball. I feel like our guys were kind of behind. So last year we were trying to learn how to play basketball, and this year we're just trying to learn how to win. Like I said, we're just trying to figure out ways and lineups and just keep motivating these guys to make winning plays all the time, not just when, you know, shots are falling or when things are going our way. We got to try to make these plays all the time. And one thing that I want us to improve at is just that, that fight and that, just that, like, inner dog. You know, I was hoping that I would see a little bit more of that from our guys, especially after going through the Big Seven last year and seeing how tough it is and, you know, not winning the game at all last year. I was hoping that, like, our effort and, you know, how hard we play and our care factor and all that stuff wouldn't have to be coached. But again, it's still just figuring out ways to try to win ball games and compete and stay in ball games and not let these games, you know, get out of hand, because I truly feel as though there's not a team in the Big Seven that's, you know, 20 or 30 points better than us.
Yeah, and things will continue on Friday. You get Hiawatha, a team they've had their ups and downs a little bit this year. They got some length inside. They got an elite outside shooter in Cam Boswell, who's hitting at about a 40% clip. They got a good mix and match, but again, it's been a little bit up and down. What stands out on tape about this Hiawatha team, and what kind of game do you expect on Friday?
The same as all of our other games. I mean, just a dogfight. It really, like, who's going to come to play and execute and, you know, try to run their stuff and focus on getting stops, and because that's kind of what all these games in the Big Seven boil down to, is who can execute, who can get stops, and who's playing hard that night, and who's, you know, digging in deep and trying to find ways to help their ball club win. So we'll practice today and tomorrow and watch some film, and hopefully we can come out with a sense of urgency against Hiawatha hitting in the tournament week.
Jefferson West boys basketball coach Joe Smith joining us, getting set for their matchup with Hiawatha on Friday at home before a midseason tournament time begins next week. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against Hiawatha. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.